Blog Talk Radio.
Instagram. I forgot Len's on the Instagram now. Mikey, are you on Instagram?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am.
Remember, I don't know my password. We tried this the other day. I don't even know my password to this Wi-Fi anymore. Are we even on? I don't even know. Wait, what are you doing? Oh, you're missing a... Welcome to a professional show. Mikey's missing the bud for the earbud. We're talking about how I'm off Facebook, and well, Mikey's still on Facebook, but you don't got a problem.
No, I
got a problem.
I don't
so
have
I
the,
to get off.
I'm not going to be on the headline news special on Dateline NBC.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Lenny kind of had a Facebook problem. You're kind of off though. You do have a small Facebook problem. He does.
You know, I'm just kind of happy that none of us have shaved in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you've noticed?
Yeah.
Holy shit. We are. You know, it gets fucking cold in Chicago, and we're just like, fuck it.
Dude, I walked outside. I the first time I was outside other than 8 o'clock this morning was at about 6 when I was leaving to come here from work. I wanted to go swimming. It was so nice.
You wanted to go swimming because it was 8 degrees.
Oh man, it was. I've never felt 12.
I was just in the car. I was on the phone with Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob Estes, and I'm like, oh, I could sit in the car and talk to Jacob on the phone. Man, it's like springtime out here. And I look at the car, and it's like 9 degrees. I'm like, yeah, all right, 9. Woo! All right, welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show. I am Matthew Aaron, www.thematthewaronshow.com, at Matt Aaron Show on Twitter. Your headphones are louder than mine. Like, I have the Mikey thing right now where I can't hear myself, so I'm like,
you know what you need to do?
You guys are fine.
You need to stop using the $5.99.
These Casios?
Those are the nine.
These Casios?
The $5.99 Radio Shack Casios that don't even are for sale anymore.
All right, welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show. I am Matthew Aaron, www.thematthewaronshow.com, at Matt Aaron Show on Twitter. You can go to Facebook. You go into the little search bar. You type in the Matthew Aaron Show. You click like. You just had some kind of like too much working out. Oh. Are your nerves doing the same thing mine are?
No, I just had a Charlie horse in my hamstring.
So
that hurt.
I have this girl rubbing my hand the other day because my hand's hurting like bad, my right hand. And it's the same one I fucked my wrist up on, right? She tells me that she thinks I developed carpal tunnel from going to the gym too much. You ever hear anything like this, or am I?
Do you know what carpal tunnel is?
Yeah, I know. It's nerve damage. Yeah. Not really, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Kim Coates is joining us today. I'm very excited about Kim Coates coming on the show. Sons of Anarchy, Tig on Sons of Anarchy, one of my favorite shows. I call it the Hillbilly Sopranos. No, we talk about this. I watched 3 shows. Good Wife, Justified, Sons of Anarchy. And Justified season premiere was last night, and it was amazing. Len, are you into Justified yet? You never watched that, did you? Are you not talking anymore? You can't, like, pick up the microphone next to you and yap? He's too good. All right, he's in a mood. Mikey, you don't watch Justified.
What is Justified?
Love Nick Sirianni.
And then he says, what's Justified?
Love the Nick.
You never watched Justified?
No, my mom's been watching Betrayal and Revenge. And I can't.
No, it's not quite like Betrayal or Revenge. Betrayal, though, has Grillo's wives on that show. And it's a Chicago show,
oh, yeah,
Betrayal. Betrayal, they filmed. Really? You've seen it? Oh, yeah, Mikey has no idea. Yeah, right.
We're probably the only 2 men that watch Good Wife, too.
No, that's not true. Ken Levine watches it.
Good for him. I mean, a man.
There's 3 men, at least, I know that watch Good Wife. Come on, Good Wife's great. Is Good Wife not great? Okay, it's good. Justified is a show. Elmore Leonard wrote a novel called Fire in the Hole. It's based off of that. It's about a deputy marshal, Raylan Givens, and his battle with the Crow family, mainly.
The main character is Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, Timothy Oliphant.
There
he's
we go.
Great.
Yeah, he's good.
He's great. And Nick Searcy.
Yeah.
We love. Well, yeah, you've seen Timothy Oliphant in like 50 movies.
The first movie I
bad guy in Die Hard 4.
Right.
There you go.
Also.
What's the girl movie?
Girl Next Door.
Girl Next Door.
Right.
Girl Next Door.
Yeah.
He's a porno guy. Right, porno guy?
Yeah, great role in that movie.
I don't remember that. I don't remember a lot of that movie, but I remember I love Emile Hirsch, and he's in it, right? And who's the broad that I really like?
I can't remember. I just remember loving the movie because I really wanted to.
Who's the broad in it, though? You don't remember? It's the broad from 24, right?
No, right, yeah. And she's half the reason I watched 24.
Oh, Alicia Cuthbert.
There
Alicia
go.
Cuthbert.
Alicia,
right?
No, it's Alicia. It is
Alicia. Like, it's an evil.
It's Alyssa Cuthbert and Eliza Dushku, right?
Right.
Right.
Hey, little buddy.
Oh, God, he saw me.
Oh, my buddy. My two-year-old and two-weeks nephew. Come here, little buddy. Come sing on the radio. Come here. Come here, little buddy. You want to sing? You want to sing?
No. They're going to eat me. He's going to cry on the show. Oh, yeah, that's good.
He thinks me and Leonard are here for dinner.
That's good. Hey, little man. Oh, that's my baby. you ruined my tough guy rep. Get out of here. I'm supposed to talk tough on here. I would bring him down here and play like Britney Spears, and he'd sing along to it on the microphone.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I taped it.
You gotta start me up.
Yes.
You know.
So, yeah, Justified was really good. Last night they had on, I guess, Michael Rapaport's on all year, and he's great.
He's great, yeah.
He was great in Last I Heard.
Yeah, he was great in Last I Heard.
Yeah, that was a good movie, right?
Yeah, that was. I kind of like those lower budget kind of, you know, well-written movies like that.
Yeah. I make those. And Paul Sorvino was great in that. No, Paul Sorvino's on Justified, but Last I Heard.
Right. You know what I watched last night for the first time in a while was Money Talks.
Oh, that's good, right? Dude. It's like Brett Ratner's best movie. And it's his first movie.
I still am in denial that he made that movie.
Well, that's the only good one. Well, did you like Rush Hour? I like Rush Hour. Rush Hour is good. But Rush Hour 2 and 3 and X-Men 2. No, not X-Men 2. X-Men 3.
Maybe he just needs to stay away from superhero movies.
Maybe he just needs to stay away from movies. Power Heist wasn't that good. And now he has that Conan movie coming out, or Hercules with The Rock next year with Dwayne.
Really?
Well, good for Dwayne.
That's good.
You know, Dwayne made the most money out of any actor last year at the box office, but he was in like 7 movies. Fast and Furious 6 is kind of unfair. Because he's not like the star, but he's in it. He's a big role in it.
You're right.
It's an ensemble, and it made like $1 billion.
You know what, though? If you watch Fast and Furious, in a movie like that...
I love that movie.
Right, but is there really a main character?
No.
I mean, there's...
No, it's like the Ocean movie.
Yeah, right, or even the Untouchables.
Right.
You know,
I secretly love that movie. I think I texted you after I saw Fast and Furious 6, because you wanted to see it, remember? You were like, should I go see it? And I'm like,
yeah.
And then you saw it at the Movico, right?
In the
seats?
Uh-huh.
In the... What are those seats?
The D-Box.
What's the D-Box? Explain this to people. What's the D-Box?
All right, the D-Box... Now, there's actually a control on here, so you can turn it up and down.
Yeah.
But what it actually does is it literally moves you around while you're sitting. It didn't move me around much, but a normal person gets bounced around in the seat, like if they're driving in the car and they take a sharp turn.
Did it cost more?
Yeah, it was like a couple bucks.
So it was like interactive with the movie, though?
Yeah.
Len, did you see this at the Movico? Have you ever done the
D-Box? It moves on you.
Yeah. So like when you saw Fast and Furious 6, it would like the seat would move with the cars. Would it like rumble too with the cars?
Yeah.
Oh, there was rumbling.
Say what? Well, there's no weight restriction on it, but I'll tell you, I watched a movie and I had it on high, and then my buddy
you could put it on different levels?
Right. I had mine on high, and then Matt, my buddy, who's also called Matt, who's about Matt's size. That was probably confusing.
Yeah. So a guy about my size.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He put his on high, and he looked like he was having a whole lot more fun than I was. I mean, I would have loved to have had a camera behind me watching the both of us during the action scene to see what happened.
The D-Box. I mean, now they only play like action movies. Really,
yeah, I mean, you're not gonna go watch.
You're not gonna go see August Osage County with D-Box.
Yeah, you're not gonna go.
How am I wrong about Justified? And Fire in the Hole.
Yeah, no, there's no.
Yeah, but they wrote Pronto and the other one after the show came out.
What, Justified?
Yeah. Yes, this Justified's been on a while.
Yeah, now, it's not new.
You know, Nick Searcy and Walton Goggins have been on the show like 5 times.
I love.
Oh, that's right. Len doesn't listen.
I remember Walt when he was on The Shield. He was great. I do
that. Yeah, Len just does lawyer legal reviews for our show. That's all. Oh, sorry. Sorry, it's not official.
Woo! It's on Amazon Prime. I can start watching after a good one.
What is the Amazon Prime? Does anybody know?
You know how you can get like the free 2 days.
It's like
you got a mic, Len.
Yeah. Use your mic, Len.
Well, you know you got the free 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it also comes with like a selection of movies like Netflix and TV shows as well.
It's like Netflix.
Do you have to pay for the Prime?
Yes.
Yeah, it's $80 a year. And Netflix
but
is $8 a month.
But you also get free shipping with all your purchases.
Free two-day
shipping.
2-day shipping.
Yeah.
Which
so
is substantial.
It's worth it.
So
I get everything off Amazon,
If you buy like 10 things off Amazon a year, which I do, you're all right. That alone, you already spent $80.
Okay, so
especially for the two-day shipping.
On 2 days, yeah.
You could wait the 5 to 7 with the super...
What did you think of the... what's the John Goodman one you were telling me you were going to watch?
Alpha House.
Was it good?
It's good. It's not great.
Oh, okay.
I had higher hopes for it.
Is Goodman good?
Goodman's good.
Okay.
I think him and actually each senator has a pretty good
So it's funny, but it's not, like, real funny.
It's funny, but it's not, like, dying. And you know
what? You
gotta
watch Justified.
It is a week-to-week program. I feel that you lose a lot in week-to-week programs.
Oh, yeah,
like you,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, when I go back and watch, like, Sopranos Season 5, which everyone says sucks, if I watch it...
Who says everybody says Sopranos Season 5 sucks?
It's the colloquial, everybody.
Who says
that? It's the royal, everybody.
Well, it's because everybody thought 1 through 3 was so great.
Great, right.
And then, you know...
Season 4 was Buscemi. No, Season 4 was Joey Pants. No one said that was a bad year.
No,
season four was Joe. No,
I think that was three.
Richie Aprile was three. Okay.
Joey Pants was 4 because Steve Buscemi was 5.
5. Okay. Well, when you go back and watch them all back to back, it's a little bit better.
It's Joey Pants.
I like it a little bit better when you watch everything back to back.
I think 5 and 6 are the ones people really bitch.
Oh, I love the Buscemi season where he's trying to open up that massage parlor.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Oh, and he has to deal with all those Thai people. Are they Thai people or they're some kind of Asian?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's some kind of Asian. I thought that's a good season with the other Tony. Cousin Tony.
Yeah, Cousin
the
Tony.
The other Tony.
Tony Uncle So-and-so. Tony
yeah.
Uncle So-and-so.
I have a funny story for you.
I can't believe you don't like 5. And 5's where Adriana dies.
Hold that story. I want to hear
it. Go ahead.
No, but...
And the movie Christopher makes?
But watching stuff week to week, I like binge watching.
I do,
think it's bad. Because who was the guy that you had on the show played the son?
Corey Stoll.
Yes.
When
he
House
came out,
Cards.
He says he's like... Yeah, we understand.
He goes, we can spoil it.
But watch it, you know, try and enjoy it a little bit.
But you know what? There's a couple shows that I watch week to week. Good Wife, Sons, Justify. I watch those week to week.
I'm binging on Good Wife right now. I love it.
All right, here's a new show. I'm telling you right now that I'm going to start Sunday week to week, True Crimes with McConaughey and Woody Harrelson on HBO.
Oh, yeah, that looks great.
Wait, God, no, I have to add another fucking show.
It starts Sunday, so you could start from the beginning.
True. Well, let me type that into my Google calendar.
True Crimes. It's on HBO, McConaughey and Woody Harrelson starring.
I got to tell you, I've been real happy with McConaughey's work over the last
couple
years.
And Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah.
Those are like the two best guys.
Oh, they're great.
I'm gonna binge that show. I'll binge it after I watch it week to week.
Even watching Mud.
Which one? Mud. Mud's good.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mud's good.
He was great in Mud.
Well, how great was he in Dallas Buyers?
Oh, dude, he was
incredible.
I watched it.
I
still think he's great in Lincoln
he
Lawyer.
He turned almost a page in Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, yeah. And Lincoln,
like, he became a different kind
of
actor.
Lincoln Lawyer is a really underrated movie.
I think it's really good.
I'm a little biased because of law, but I want to hear the funny story, Mike.
No, I was going to tell you. So I was helping. I had a new customer that I was taking care of the other day. And it was going back to your Asian thing comment. And I was just standing there. And the guy's, and he's, I'm my friend Muhammad, who's opening up the tobacco store over there. I'm talking to him. And there's a guy installing the alarm. And he goes, I need to find out how to get where the AT&T lines come in. He goes, and the one guy goes, and there's an Italian guy that owns a pizza place next door. And he's talking to Muhammad, who owns a tobacco store. He goes, I don't know. He goes, either ask the Korean that owns the dry cleaner or ask the Vietnamese guy that owns the nail place in the back. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, this is a great little strip mall.
Can I tell you something? Did you know, Marconi told me this the other day, Woodfield Mall is the 10th largest mall in America?
I would have expected it was bigger than that.
It used to be. He was shocked at
square
that.
Square footage, number of
Are
stores.
Are Oak Brook's not bigger than Woodfield?
Oh, not even close. Not even close.
Really?
Yeah.
In square footage?
Not even close.
Oak Brook's. Wait, now what are we including here, though? That's what I'm saying.
No, the mall.
Are we saying square footage? Are we saying number of stores? Are we saying number,
right.
number of purchases?
Well,
Mall
of America
is
not number one anymore.
Oh, no?
Number one is in Oregon somewhere, he told me.
Okay, well.
They shop out there?
Oak Brook's number 19, he says.
All right, well,
here's what
I'll tell you.
Yeah, but it's number two in Mall of America.
I don't know. If you want to compare Oak Brook and Woodfield, I don't even care if it's sales or square footage. Oak Brook's got, or Woodfield's got Oak Brook both ways.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot more. At the same time, I like the outdoorsiness.
No, Oak Brook's a better mall, yeah.
Woodfield's got more stores.
And it's inside.
It's a maze
nice.
To get around.
Oak Brook
kind of not. Listen.
Well, we go to Oak Brook more, too.
Two things about Oak Brook. Oak Brook in spring and summer is amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, of course.
You go there
because you're outdoors. You
walk around. You do your thing.
And they are redoing a lot of the stores now. They are.
You do once in the winter because at Christmas time it looks right. Real nice.
You know what else actually is a pretty
And we're biased. We don't want to go that far north.
Now, there's it's a
and there's the Gibsons across the
and
street.
The, and
that's
the
all I'm going to say.
Which is always good on Sunday. It always seems to be a good place on Sunday. But no, I'll tell you this. Another good mall we don't go to.
Oh, it's King of Prussia Mall in Philadelphia, which I went to. My uncle.
King of Prussia?
Yeah, Prussia in Philadelphia. I went there. It's huge, but it's not like that great.
Well, King of Prussia in that area is like a ritzy area.
It's not that great of a mall, though.
Nah.
I went there. I would have never guessed that. When Caesar told me that I was it the other day, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I forgot I'd even been there because it wasn't that great.
You know, we got to go to the Old Archer Mall.
Old Orchard's a nice mall.
No, that's a fabulous mall. That's somewhat outdoors, too.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
right.
You know, it's because there's some, you know, they got a certain demographic up there.
But Los Angeles, Lakewood is number 17. Del Amo and Torrance is number 5. Who would go to Torrance, though? Some of these places you wouldn't go to, though. Schaumburg, Oak Brook, you'd go to.
No, but you're reading.
Who's
you're,
going to
you're reading the list.
Aventura, Florida.
You're reading the list. Is it based on, what's it based on? Do they give it?
Square footage.
It is square
footage. Square footage.
So how much bigger is the King of Prussia Mall?
Well, King of Prussia has 400-plus stores. Mall of America has 522-plus, though. So Mall of America has more stores.
Right, but it's like, what, 1,000 square feet?
King of Prussia is 2,793,200 square feet.
So imagine how big the fucking parking lot is.
Which, by the way,
we're not walking that.
It only beats the square footage of Mall of America by like 200,000.
These things are pretty big.
Or 20,000. I'm sorry, 20,000.
Still, that's like 5 years. It's probably like 4 year houses, 5 year. I don't know. It's a bit lot.
So we were talking about TV shows, though. So Justified, Len's got to watch. But you haven't watched Sons of Anarchy yet either?
You know what?
You're going to get hooked on that.
I'm
going to tell you right now, you start Sons of Anarchy, you're not going to stop watching it.
I do have to watch it.
When I call it, and I do it with all due respect, when I call it the Hillbilly Sopranos, I mean it. I really mean
You know,
it.
I've heard that before.
You're not gonna,
I've heard that before.
You're not going to stop. It's the Sopranos on bicycles. That's what it is, on bikes.
On bicycles.
Not on bicycles.
Well, but I'm already losing interest in the show.
With little baskets out there.
Right.
It's bells.
And the ring.
Ring, ring.
There's a little bit
I'd love to
pasta.
See Kim Coates riding around
Won't
on a
you
pink
be
bike.
My neighbor.
So anyways, Kim Coates plays Tig on the show. He's been like one of the leads all 6 seasons on the show. He's amazing on the show. He's joining us in like 8 minutes. But he also has a good working relationship with Mikey Whitehorn. So we're going to talk about that, too.
There you go.
We're going to talk about the whole season. The ending was a couple weeks ago. Who cares? I think I already blew it for Len anyways about Ron Perlman, so it doesn't matter.
Uh-oh.
Well, Bug's taking out lights.
Oh, this is good.
He's
kids walking around the pool queue,
oh, yeah.
Knocking out lights.
I'm teaching them well.
That's good.
That's my buddy.
You don't want to learn. Don't learn Powell from Mom. She doesn't.
You haven't watched Sons yet, Mikey?
You know, I've watched
Mom
a couple
just
episodes.
Hit the...
It's good, right? Ron Perlman?
It's a great show.
How great's Ron Perlman?
You know, I like
He's
Ron.
Still on it? I thought they killed him off.
They did a few weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, they did.
Well, we're going to spoil
so
it.
So I did hear that.
But we're going to be
good.
Spoiling
okay,
it anyway,
okay.
All right. So it's no big deal.
Maybe it's like Batman.
Yeah, Ron Perlman
back.
Is dead on the show. I don't think he's coming back. A couple gunshots to the throat. I'm not too sure that's when you return from.
Did they bury him?
Yeah, they buried him.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's
unless we go a little Walking Dead with
it's not
this
one
show.
Of those. It's not one of those kind of shows. Yeah, that's what
okay.
I was going to say. Right.
So he didn't do the eulogy at his own funeral?
He's
like
so
Frank.
Great on the show. And you knew he was going to die. But here's the thing I'm going to ask Kim Coates. I keep wanting to say, here's the thing I'm going to ask Tig. Like, it's weird because, like, I've seen Kim Coates in a million movies now, a million TV shows, and, like, he's one of the few guys I'm always going to be like Tig. And I met Dayton Callie at a party a few weeks ago in L.A., and I hope to have him on soon, too. I know Pat's working on that, but lots of Sons people I want to have on because that's, like, my favorite show. I love that show. That's the one show, too, that, like, genuinely pisses me off. Like, I'll leave that show at the end of the night and be like, oh, come on. Why the fuck did you do that? That pisses me off. There was a big killing. There's a big ending this year. A lot of people died this year, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, I heard there was a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. It was a bloodbath this year on that show. So
maybe they're trying to keep up with Games of Thrones.
I'll tell you this. Even if...
But that was written in the book.
Even if you're
I
like...
Mean,
that was
red
a pretty
wedding.
Epic fucking
the red
scene.
Wedding.
Yeah,
thing. I haven't
read the books yet. And when I saw that
I
scene,
I thought you read some of the books.
I'm finally finishing.
Pat Wimps read like I think all of them.
I don't want to talk to him until after I get done.
The guy Martin, I drove by his house in New Mexico.
Oh, really?
He's supposed to be a really nice guy. Like if you go over,
well,
to
it's taken him like 5 years in between these fucking.
If you go over to his house is like small too and stuff. He doesn't like spend his money whatever.
Well, because these didn't really come into the mainstream until the show.
If you go to his
the
house,
show made the books. Almost.
I hear rumors that if you go to his house, he'll like hang out with you and stuff. He has like
well,
because no
we thought Coppola was going to be his winery, we were surely mistaken.
I don't think he's going to like us, though.
That was what we like to call a wet dream.
Yeah, right. Len and I are the only people ever that have gone to Francis. No! That broad, though, at Francis's winery did tell us Francis comes by like once a week with his wife for dinner.
That's right.
That was true. Supposedly, he does come by quite often. And he lives right over there. He lives in Napa Valley. Or, right, is it Napa or... It's
no,
not
he lived north.
It's north of Napa.
It's
like
north
an
of Napa.
Hour,
yeah,
about
it's
an
almost
hour
you're
north.
Almost by the Redwoods.
Right, but he lives out there. Yeah, because Len and I found his address. We found his address and looked it up, and may have contemplated going over to Francis's villa, but
is this the same way you found that guy's address down in Arizona or New Mexico or whatever?
Uh huh.
Yeah. Are these totally cool with people just coming on by?
Well, maybe that's the way he wants to make it seem so you don't kill him. or kidnap him. Oh, you know what movie I watched yesterday with Bug that's like the greatest movie ever, Chicago movie? Negotiator.
Oh, it's a great movie.
What?
Negotiator. Len, Chicago movie. How great's Negotiator?
It's not as bad as when they watch Friday.
I'm
going to
go with The Fugitive.
No, Fugitive's better, but come on, Negotiator.
Oh, outstanding movie. Kevin
Spacey.
Yep.
Sam Jackson.
You know, well, I can't remember. What's the last thing that good action movie Spacey did?
Spacey hasn't done a movie in like a while.
Okay.
He's got a great show.
Okay, but before the great show,
right.
his movie career wasn't exactly popping.
American Beauty.
That was like 10 years ago.
99, Len.
It's amazing how long ago.
99.
Hey, I still think 10 years ago was 1990, so
yeah,
I'm calm the fuck
Spacey
down.
Don't worry, we all do. All
right, between American Beauty and House of Cards, what did Spacey do? Do we know?
He did that, I don't even know if he's bringing this up, but Superman?
Superman kind of did him in, didn't it?
Oh, I remember that.
I forgot.
I'm sorry.
He's such a good actor.
I mean, that was a movie they rebooted, and they had to reboot it again within 5 years.
He was running that playhouse in London. That's what he was doing. That was Oxford, or maybe it was another joint, but one of those. Listen, Kevin's into the arts. That's all I'll say about that. He loves the arts. He's an artsy guy. Let's see. But House of Cards was good. I got in trouble with Dana Brunetti, though, because I brought up Kevin's hairpiece.
Well, I'm just very excited because the new Shameless comes out January 12th and the new House of Cards come up February 12th.
Can we be honest, though? That is a hairpiece that Spacey's rocking. Spacey's rocking a hairpiece. Can we be honest? Come on.
If it makes you feel better, I'll agree.
Oh, you know he did. You know he is. Len, you don't watch House of Cards and go, Kevin's got a little more hair.
Democracy is so overrated. Heartbeat away from the president.
See, that's my point, though. Who cares? You got more hair. At least admit it. Why get mad about it? Who cares? It doesn't matter. It just matters how much we like you.
Didn't
as an
that
actor.
Happen with Steve Carell on The Office?
Oh, you ever see the first
season?
No, because
you see the first
season,
and you can just tell.
He's like bald. He's like me in the first season.
No. But
first season, he's like me.
When he's got the gel in his hair, you can see like the skin, and then right there, it's thick.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't just an improved hair and makeup
Lenny
person.
Lenny and I say all the time, if we were to get a hair job like Steve Carell, because he got
if
a really
I were to ever
one,
meet Steve Carell,
really
that'd be the
one.
First question I say,
where did you go? How much did it cost? And when can I go?
Yeah.
Supposedly,
and do I need
only,
a referral?
Supposedly, they only cost like $10,000. Pat Tobias brought up Spacey did Horrible Bosses.
Oh, he was good
in that.
Oh,
that's right. That was funny.
Okay,
was
and Margin Call, which did really well on video on demand. Not my favorite movie.
I watched it.
21 and Casino Jack.
I watched that.
Casino Jack was...
Casino Jack was an HBO thing, wasn't
Jack
it? Production?
Abramoff.
Yeah.
No, it was straight to video.
Oh, was it really? Oh, I thought it was an HBO production.
It may have been. You may be right about that. 21, though, was okay. The
yeah,
Clark County movie.
Yeah.
about the MIT kids.
I got to bring this up to you guys. I know you got the text about it last night. I watched a movie last night called Big Stan.
With Rob Schneider.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't get any of your texts. Len was there with me. Len, did I get any of Mikey's texts? I got none of your texts. And they go, Mikey's watching Big Stan. And I go, what the fuck are you talking about? And so I've been having a problem getting, like, all the group texts.
Right.
So I heard you were watching Big Stan with Rob Schneider. Why?
Me?
Yeah.
It was great.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see it?
No. I actually have heard from more than one person, though it's funny.
You know what? Listen. It's obviously not like a multi-million dollar production. They didn't spend $100 million making it.
No. But this is when Rob thought he was going to be a big star.
Right. But David Carradine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was really funny.
You know, no one seemed to notice Rob wasn't in Grown Ups 2. And I did some digging on it, and Rob got into a huge fight with Sandler.
That's because he wanted more money.
Yep. Money. Ka-ching.
Money.
Rob thinks he's
and
a big
Sandler
star.
Usually just does stuff like favors for Schneider, right?
I know. You would
kind of like in Zohan.
You would think everything that Sandler's done for Schneider, Schneider wouldn't be quarreling with them about money. So I think Kim Coates is joining us in a moment.
He's going up the stairs.
Is there someone there on the phone now?
It's actually me right here right now.
That is Kim Coates right here right now. How are you doing, sir?
What the Sam hell is going on?
We've been talking about a lot of FX programming the last 30 minutes. This is an all FX show, it sounds like.
How's that going for you?
Brother, let me tell you, between Sons and Justified, I don't think there's two better shows on TV. I mean, I love The Good Wife, and that's about it for me.
Oh, that's a pretty sloppy third right there, The Good Wife on the end.
that's my broad show. I slip it in. So do you watch Justified, though, by the way, Kim? Do you watch, like, other episodes?
No, I don't, but I'm going to start because I'm a big fan of all the boys on that show, and AJ Buckley just joined this year, and he reminded me a couple of days ago, so I've got it on DVR. So I'm going to be watching my little buddy AJ, like, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's great. Rappaport's on
this. Did you see it last night?
Oh, dude, it was so good. I just watched
it. How was it?
It's great. I mean, it's stylistically different than your show. It's a little different, but, I mean, it's great. I enjoy it. It's more of a procedural. You guys are more like every story.
Insanity. Kid. We're like insanity. But isn't it right, you guys, don't you feel this about FX and what John Landgraf, our valiant leader, CEO of FX, what he's done since the years of The Shield is he's got all these amazing drama, comedy, weird, wacky shows, and what he does, I think, so brilliantly, is he lets the showrunners do their shows.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just do their show. He doesn't get overly, you know, involved. Yes, he gives notes. Yes, they all talk about it. But man, oh man, from American Horror Story and Justified and our show, and I mean, our show is just a huge, you know, I don't know what we can call it anymore. It's such a hit now around the world. But I just love FX. I'm biased. I'm on the goddamn network, but I'm so biased at the work that people keep doing on that network, and John just lets them do it.
How do you think there's any other network that would let Kurt Suter get away with everything he does?
No.
No, I don't think so either. Honestly, I don't even know about premium.
I don't even think he can. I don't even think he can believe that he gets away with what he gets away with.
Brother, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Like every year, there's new shit that. First of all, this has to be the most violent season of Sons I ever seen. Ever.
I'm telling you guys, honestly, I missed a good show. Like, I don't watch the show when I'm filming the show. That's just me.
Sure.
I don't do that. I love the show, obviously, but I don't watch it until I'm done filming the show. So I haven't caught seven or eight shows in the middle, you know. So this is the most violent season for sure on many fronts, don't you think?
And by the way, I wanted to bring up, so let's get right into it. How lucky are you to be alive on this show right now? Dude, I think you're seriously going to get whacked every week.
Can I swear on this show?
Yeah. Say whatever the fuck you want.
Like, what the fuck is going on with Tig? I mean, how many lives do I have?
Dude, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like every week you're going to get it. Is there ever been a point in time where Kurtz told you, listen, bro, I don't know if you're making it this week. I don't know.
The greatest thing about Sutter, have you interviewed him yet, you guys?
No, I want to. I want to. He won't do my show.
He's turned you down.
No,
he's too scared of you, Aaron. He's just too scared.
I don't think he's ever replied.
Well, he doesn't like people. He's famous for not liking people, like, at all. And he says it everywhere
perfect.
He goes.
I hate people. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He does. But, listen, Tig Traeger, what the greatest thing about Kurt, at the beginning of every season, he will sit down with the regulars. He hasn't for the past couple of years because he kind of knows where the whole story is going now. But he used to sit down with us and give us a bit of an overlay as to what the season was going to be kind of sort of like for our characters. And since we started dying, like the regulars, like Ryan Hurst, when
yeah.
Opie took the shiv for the boys in the prison, that's been the beginning of, how do you say it? I don't know, like Sutter, he told, I don't want to, No spoiler alerts. Everyone knows what happened this year, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. We've already spoiled.
Yeah, okay, great. Let's just spoil the fuck out of anybody then. Basically, Maggie Siff and Ron Perlman were sat down at the beginning of this year and told each that they were going to die. So he does that. He does that with all the regulars. So we've all known that we were not going to make it by the beginning of each season that we start to shoot. So last year, for example, season 5 for my character – other than my wife, I don't think anybody thought I was going to survive with Pope and the drama with my daughter and whatnot and the mistake of killing his daughter and all that. But I did. And the great thing for me as an actor, obviously, like I knew I wasn't going to die, but I actually felt that I was going to. Like I really thought maybe Kurt just didn't want to tell me and I'm going to read the last script and that's it.
Dude, between you and Juice, I think you guys have the most lives on the planet. How Juice isn't dead yet either just, like, blows my mind. Blows
yeah,
my
Juicy Pants is on his way out, I think, don't you? I mean, you know.
I have a feeling this final season's going to be quite the bloodbath. I think it's going to make this season look like tame.
People have the greatest line or the word I heard for the upcoming and final season of Sons is it's going to be a tinderbox.
Oh.
It's going to be one big tinderbox, and I don't think anyone's going to be left. Well, maybe Chucky. I mean, I don't know, but it's going to be messy.
I would hope Bobby makes it. I mean, who's going to kill Bobby? He's like the greatest.
Who wants to kill Bobby? What the hell? He's Santa Claus in disguise.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, this is just like one of my favorite shows. I joke around and I tell everyone it's like the Hillbilly Sopranos because it's just that good. It's the perfect combination of all those great B movies you watch growing up, like all the great pulp movies, and then like the Sopranos. I mean, it's just awesome. I was going to ask you too about Maggie Siff. Like everyone knows, Maggie Siff and Ron Perlman are going to get it, and everyone's got to keep their mouth shut. One, how hard is it to keep your mouth shut throughout the whole season? And then, how hard is it to deal with losing friends on the set?
To answer your first question, it's pretty hard not to. I mean, when you have the beautiful Maggie Siff walk over to Theo and me in the parking lot, literally after we had our very first read-through way back in May before we filmed season 6, and she walks towards us with this really, I don't know, this whimsical, like, wow, beautiful but sad look, and we go, what's up? And she goes, well, how'd you think the reading went, the read-through? And we said, yeah, you know, it was good. You know, I'm pissing on a body and singing songs, Dock of the Bay. I'm excited, you know, and Theo talked a little, you know, and she goes, yeah, I'm going to bite it this year. And literally, we just stopped mid-sentence. And what did you just say? What did you say?
Oh.
And it was like one of those moments where, not her, you know, me or Tommy or Theo or Ron, for Christ, but not Maggie. And that's the brilliance of Sutter. You know what I mean? Just when you think, well, Opie can never die because he's the Horatio of the piece. You know what? He's fucking dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just when you want Jackson and Tara to go north with the boy, guess what? She's dead with a fork. I mean, honestly, that's the unpredictability of Sutter. So that's the first part is, yeah, it's really hard not to say stuff. And the second part was, you know, we all get along really well, you guys. We really do. This is my first foray as a regular on a television series because I've just done so many movies and arcs on TV, but I never really wanted to be in a television show. And this is the first one I said yes to, and I'm so glad I did. So I don't know what to compare it to with other shows that have gone past that, like, three-year mark when they become a bit of a hit. But we do, man. We're like a family. We love and hate each other at the same time, and we miss each other when we're not around each other. So it's Maggie and Pearl are going to be missed.
So when you guys lost Ryan Hurst, that was like that was like a really big one. Maybe Piney, but before that,
Piney was the beginning, and you know, little half sack, obviously. That
yeah,
was
Johnny
sad,
Lewis.
Sad,
yeah. Yeah, Johnny Lewis, but Ryan Hurst was like the big one because this is the guy you share probably the most scenes with, right?
Yeah.
So when you lost a guy like Ryan Hurst and you saw that Kurt was taking the show in this direction, how did you guys handle that as a team, like right away? Like when you guys are as actors, how do you handle that?
We got extremely drunk. We just really got hammered. Because he died so early in season 5, you know, like the fourth show. So we, all 12, 14 of us, we got a big motorhome. I rented it, and we went out to this incredible secluded spot. It was 100 degrees, and it was our own spot, and we spent about 35 hours together. Gave him this incredible present from all of us. That was a big deal right in the beginning of the series like that. To fourth show, you're gone. It was weird. It was just really strange. But life goes on, you know. That's just the way it is. I'm excited for this show to be over. Do you know what I mean?
I hear.
Do you know what I mean, you guys? I mean, honestly, I'm very blessed.
It's emotional, you know.
It is emotional, and yet, you know, seven. That's a long time. And I've been playing this wacko, softy, tough boy for a long time, and I'm excited about the future on television now. I've never really thought about it. Now I do. Now I've got people thinking for me. I've got people thinking about my show, and I'm very excited about all that. And I can't wait to wrap this baby up, and it's going to be a wild last season for sure.
Is that what you're going to keep? You're going to keep doing television after this, or are you going to go
back?
You
never know, right, boys? I mean, I'm a working actor, right? I've come from the stage, and I went right into movies, and I've worked very hard, and you know, my face is my face, but I love accents, and I love gaining weight, losing weight. I love getting into it, and everybody who works with me knows that, and I've won a few awards, and I've got some good buddies along the way, and I'm very proud of some of the movies I've done, all the movies I've done, but some have more notoriety than others, I suppose, when you've done over 50 movies, but I'll never forget Son. So because of Pearlman and Theo and Charlie and Tommy and the girls, I mean, these girls all have balls, right? I mean, Maggie and Katie and Drea DiMatteo, they're all just so tough and brilliantly. They just know how to act, and it's always fun to go to work every day. So when you're on a successful show like this, do I think about TV? Sure I do. Am I thinking about my movies? I still do my movies, and I'm going to do more movies. So I'm just a working actor. That's what I am.
No, and everyone knows you from the movies, of course, before this show. I mean, you were doing Pearl Harbor, Black Hawk Down, Open Range with you and Costner. And by the way, Costner's great. You guys are friends, right, you and Kevin?
He's one of my best friends in the world, without a doubt. I can't even. I wish he was here. I'd just slap him right. I haven't seen him in a while now because
he's busy.
And so we're both so busy. That's what happens. But when we see each other, it's like nothing. It's just like picking right up from before. I miss him. And Christine.
I'm good friends with Mike Binder, who just did a film. Him and I saw this. I saw a cut of their film, and Kevin's back, man. He's always been there. I mean, he's great. But
It looks really good, right?
Yeah. Oh, he looks great. And he did Hatfields and McCoys. And
I know, and he won. I called him right away. I mean, I was just so proud of him. Just really great to win an acting award like that. Finally, it's good for him.
Let me ask you this about Kevin: is there a smarter businessman that you know? Like,
nope.
This guy bets on himself all the time and wins. Wins every time.
The thing that I've done two movies with Costner now, and I'm supposed to be doing another one any minute. It's sort of like he calls it. It's like pushing the boulder up the mountain, and when it gets to the top, then we'll be working together again. I can't say much about it, but it's a really crazy, exciting piece. Kevin Costner, in my humble opinion, is if you're his friend, you're his friend. Like you're his friend. He gives it up. He listens. He shares. He can party. He's a family man. He's smart. And he just doesn't suffer fools lightly. And I learned that a long time ago with him when I met him on Waterworld back in 1947.
That's right.
When I did that movie in 1946, whenever the fuck that was. But, yeah, he's a buddy, man. He's very smart guy.
I was like 13 when Waterworld came out, and I thought, and I got
to tell you, baby.
Kim, I haven't watched it in a long time, but I thought when I was 13 it was the coolest movie ever.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I read that script way back in the early 90s, you know, he just came off winning all those Oscars.
Yeah.
And he was leaving Cindy, which was a sad time for him and Cindy, and the paparazzi was everywhere. And it was a hard, exciting time, I think, for Kevin. But when I read the script, I have to say that script was so much more full than what it turned out to be. I thought some of the acting was amazing in that script. I thought some of the cinematography, obviously, amazing. And Kevin Reynolds did a great job directing it. It went on too long. It had that thing of, oh, my God, it's out of control, and Hollywood's out of control, you know, and it's too bad because it really wasn't that. They just didn't know what they wanted. And you know, with all these sea-doos flying through the air, there was much more character in the script that I read. And one of these days I will talk to Kevin about, you know, who won or who lost in keeping that more character-driven stuff with Dennis Hopper and him that was not in the final draft. It was more, if you're asking me about sea-doos flying through the air at times, a little bit too much for me. But over the years, it's got all its money back and then some, and it's a bit of a cult hit now. So
that's what I was going to say. What's funny is they even put a Universal, like, theme. They had the show at Universal and everything. Like, it's made its money back. When people talk about it being this flop, it wasn't.
I know. And no, not at all. And you'll love this, you guys. So, yeah, so Universal, right? They open the park, and my people call me, and they go, "Hey, listen, they want you to come down and be at the when they." Oh, I said, "And do what? Like, I played a drifter. Like, what? And do what? But everyone remember." I said, "No, let them open the park. Let them do it." So about a year later, my mom comes down from Canada, and we go to Universal. And we're sitting there, and we get in there, and Mom goes, "So is this where you filmed a lot of the movie?" And I said, Mom, we're in Hawaii. Mom, this is a park. This is like, it looked so awesome to my mother. She wondered if we filmed a lot of it right there on the lot. I said, no, we were outside in Hawaii. That's where we filmed it, Mom.
Let me ask you, Sons, of course, is like huge for you, and I got to guess, you know, there's big money in Sons once you finally hit that. But for years, you're doing character roles in movies. How easy or hard is it to get by? How do you feel like when you become a character actor, like when that's your job, just to be an actor? Is it that hard? Or
you know, it's just all I've ever known. You know, I stumbled into acting. I didn't ever see a play. Being a Canadian boy, I played hockey my whole life. I was going to be a history teacher. I went to college to take a history class, and I just loved history, and I took a drama class for fun. Just, you know, I'll pass that for sure. And I, you know, meet some girls and whatnot. I literally had no interest in drama. Well, 4 years later, I had switched my drama to, or my major to drama, and I think I did about 24 plays over a four-year time. Isn't that amazing? 24, including summer stock. So it's all I've ever known. And I've worked really, really hard. And I've been on Broadway. And I've been at Stratford. And the youngest Macbeth ever at Stratford, John Neville directed me, the late John Neville. I was 27 at the time. I mean, and then films, Marion Doherty from Warner Brothers. They grabbed me right away. And The Client, Last Boy Scout, Innocent Blood. And so you know what, you guys? I've just never thought about it. I just wanted to work on good movies, good parts. I've said no a lot, I've said no to TV early, and that might have been a mistake. I don't know. But I don't regret anything. And I was always, like you guys just said, I was that guy. Oh, you're that guy. Well, now I'm Kim Coates because of Sons of Anarchy.
That's
the
right.
Power of, I mean, you guys know this, Aaron. You guys know this. The power of television, when people actually watch you in their house every week for a 5-6, and they get to know you, they feel it's a crazy powerful thing, TV. And so I have, sure. I mean, hey,
the first thing I remembered you from was like Boy Scout. Because in the 90s, growing up, I remembered you as that you were always the bad guy. You're always a scumbag. Movies. You were always like the henchman scumbag.
Sure. With humor, though. Right. Always with humor.
Last Boy Scout was a great movie, by the way. I think that's a really underrated movie. I really do.
Do you remember that? Matthew, it opened in December. It was one of those kind of weird time slots for sort of an action funny, you know, and Tony Scott, the late, great Tony Scott, who directed it. I mean, it just made a ton of money, and Damon Wayans was hysterical, and it had that football element.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, it was a great calling card for me, for sure.
Oh yeah, I mean, at that time you had Last Boy Scout, that was a big deal, and then The Client, though, when you're doing Grisham, especially at that time in the mid '90s, you're doing Grisham. That's a great calling card.
Yeah, Anthony LaPaglia starred as Barry the Blade Maldonado, and I played Paul Gronke. That's right. Joel Schumacher.
Right.
Boy, that's a long time ago. But you're right, man. But again, Tim Monick, who works with Gary Oldman on accents. He's one of the great, great vocal coaches in the world.
Yeah.
You know how exciting it was to get that movie, have 5 weeks to prepare, fly down to New Orleans, work with Tim Monick on that accent, lose that weight, look at that, you know, those bad shirts that I wore and the big mole on my forehead.
I remember the mole.
Remember that frickin' mole?
Yeah,
so
that was disgusting.
Can I tell you a story about that?
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story? So Joel Schumacher calls me up on the phone and goes, okay, so welcome to – I said, thanks. Can't wait, Joel. Can't wait to work with you. It's going to be great. He goes, so have you read the book? I said, yeah. He said, okay, so there's a scene in the elevator where the boy comes up to you, and I want you to have a big scar. Why don't you have a big scar over your doctor's mask? And I went, does it have to be a scar? Like, can't we just, like, let me think? He said, well, think about it. But I think it's a – so I called him back, I don't know, maybe 2 days later after I talked to the makeup gal. And the makeup gal told me, in the bayou, men with some French influence have moles all over their fucking body. So that was me who came up with the mole idea, and Joel loved it. And I'll never forget going to test. I had a mole testing, and I'm in this trailer with this, you know, testing my moles, and I came out with what I thought was the perfect mole, and I came out, and Joel goes, oh, no, it's got to be much bigger than that. And it freaked me the fuck out because I thought, oh, my God, I can't have a bigger mole than this.
Well,
so
that's
I actually
what
took,
when people aren't you scared that people are going to think that that's like your real face at some point?
Man, that's my mole, man. You bet I cover that up every day of my life.
Right, like casting directors are like, man,
that's
we
right.
should cast him, but he's got this huge fucking mole.
I'm telling you, I took home a whole like jar of extra moles that I would put on at Halloween and scare the shit out of kids.
Was working with, I mean, I know you only had a small role, but was working with Michael Bay crazy?
Michael Bay, I mean, the story with Michael, I've done four movies with Michael now, but Bad Boys, how that happened, I actually got cast in Bad Boys in the second Bad Boy. There was that great French actor who played the lead bad guy, and then he had a sort of a sidekick, and that was going to be me. And I had to turn Michael down because I had this other movie offer in Europe at the time, and I just couldn't get out of it, and I didn't want to get out of it, and it just... bad timing for me, so I had to say no. Months go by, like months. I'm in my little beach house in Venice, and I get this phone call from my agents going, guess who called? I said, who? They said, Michael Bay, what's up? They want to rewrite the beginning of the movie. They don't have their beginning, and wonders if you'll just come to a guest cameo. I said, absolutely. I made all that shit up, dude. I mean, all that titty, titty, stretty, stretty. I'm a comedian. Fuck this. I'm the funny. What I just made it all up. And and I'm telling you, Will Smith, we had a blast, man. I mean, one day we shot the entire beginning of that movie, and that was a favor to Michael, and I'm really glad I was able to do it.
And then from then on, you've kind of become one of Michael Bay's, like, go-to guys. How come you haven't been in any of the Transformers yet?
Exactly. Exactly. Could you call him up? I mean, I saw Michael at, well, I won't tell you where I saw him, but I saw him at a place, and I said, what's going on, Slick? Like, what the hell is, I know I'm busy, I know you're busy, but where are me and Fichtner? Why are we not in your movies anymore? So we had a good giggle about that, so maybe something will happen in the future, you never know.
Yeah, Fichtner's in a lot of his movies, too. He used him in The Rock. I mean, come on. Where you at, Bay?
Yeah. And I think Michael produced the new Turtles movie, Billy's.
That's right. That's right.
He's been Shredder.
Yeah, he's the bad guy in it. That's right. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. How are you? Am I talking to you guys in Chicago? Are you in Chicago?
I'm in Chicago because I'm prepping for my first film. I'm pre-producing for a film I'm directing.
Oh,
back
my
here.
God. That sucks. Congratulations, brother.
It's exciting. It's exciting. And I'm writing something for back in L.A., so I'm back and forth.
I know. I'm a fan. I'm a fan, man. That's good for you. Are you really – this is going to be your first producing hat on this movie? Are you going to star in it as well?
I'm starring, directing, the whole thing, brother, the whole thing. And then you know what's kind of cool is someone else that we're mutual friends with – I don't know how I haven't run into you sooner because I was talking about how I ran into Dayton Cali a few weeks ago, who, by the way, how amazing is he? He plays Wayne Unser on...
Dayton's 104 years old, and how he continues to get out of bed every morning is a shocker to all of us who know him.
Let me tell you, this guy, we're at a party, and he is fucking dancing his ass off.
When were you hanging with Dayton? When was this?
This was like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he's hanging out with all these hot Puerto Rican broads, like dancing.
Sure.
And I go, and he looks nothing like, by the way, looks nothing like Wayne. Because on the show he has cancer and he looks like he's dying. Like in person he looks healthy.
Yeah, don't put that camera too close to his nose, please. Back it away. Back it away a little bit, please.
He looks healthy and shit. And I'm watching like 2 a.m. And I'm like, I turn to my buddy David Rodriguez, who's a director, and I go, Dave, I got to go. I'm fucking beat. And I turn, and here's fucking Dayton fucking dancing his ass off. And I go, Dayton, by the way, loved you in Motel Life. I just saw your new movie. He goes, I didn't even know that came out.
I go,
don't worry about it, brother. It's great. He's like, oh, it's great. I'm glad it's good.
That's exactly the way he sounds. Is Motel Life, is that the one where he plays that carnival guy with the saxophone?
No, this is one with Emile Hirsch and Stephen Dorff, and he plays a pawn shop owner, but it's a great movie. It's a
great
Stephen Dorff's best work in forever.
That's great to hear. Really.
Yeah, but the other guy that we both know who I love is Michael Whitehorn.
How do you know Michael? He's just like one of the greatest guys on the planet.
He's the best, and here's why I love Michael Whitehorn in regards to you. He realizes that you have a great comedic side,
and we were
talking about Little Help, and we're talking about this small movie I'm doing here, and we're talking about small movies. A Little Help's a great movie, and he realizes, though, that you have this comedic side. Could you see yourself doing a sitcom?
Guys, listen to me. I'm not fucking around here. It's all about comedy for me.
I mean,
you know, I've got these drama chops. I've got this background of the drama. And, yes, people know I'm funny, but funny, I can't wait to pick my nose and eat it. I can't wait. It's going to happen. There's more John C. Reillys out there than John C. Reilly, and I'm telling you. My time's coming in comedy. It is, and it's coming. And I'm telling you, Michael Whitehorn is – I'm so glad you brought that up. I can't wait to call him. I so owe him a phone call. We talked just before Christmas. I need to call him because he's got a lot going on now.
Get on the Goldbergs. He's working on that right now.
Yeah, I know he is. It's tough when I'm doing Sons, though. You know, it's tough to –
That's
God,
right.
But, you know, Sons is almost over, and Michael's the kind of guy who I would work with for the rest of my life. I love his stuff so much, right?
And by the King of Queens is one of the best shows ever. And then, by the way, he is just – and Family Ties, of course. But Kim, like, the thing I love about Whitehorn is when I moved to L.A., he was the first guy that opened his arms up to me and said, let's hang out, let's get together, anything you need, whatever. And he's always been there for me. Really great guy. But, I mean, the thing I like the most about him is he's a normal dude. This guy used to be a history teacher. He's not Hollywood at all.
No doubt. So did he follow your comedy? Did he follow you and all your stand-up stuff? Did he work with you?
No, I had Michael on the show. And
I've
always been a big supporter of him. I wrote him a real long letter about one of the reasons I got into comedy was King of Queens. And it's just like one of my favorite shows ever.
That's great.
And we've always just, me and my friends, we just always love TV. And so I've always been a big admirer of his. And him and I just hit it off. And we've been friends ever since. And I just think he's just a normal dude, but he's also so sharp and funny and real. The thing about Whitehorn is he's kind of like Kurt in a way on the comedy scale. A comedy end where he's no bullshit.
No, exactly right. No guff. Absolutely.
No. He believes in what he believes in. And it's no bullshit. You two working on something together would be great. That'd be a great show.
Well, we're going to. We did already. We did this little sketch piece that didn't. It's sort of a semi. Did you see it?
I was in one of the other sketches. I wasn't in.
Were
your
you in one of those sketches?
I was a much fatter version of me. Now I'm in like. I'm all buffed up and everything for this movie. Now I'm in great shape, but I was a much fatter version of me in one of the sketches there. Yeah,
that's great because there was this, he did this animated thing where I played this agent for him, and oh my god, it was funny. I don't know if it ever got picked up, but these guys from Minnesota were co-producing it with him.
That's right.
But anyway, Michael, he's got a lot going on, and I can't wait to work with him again.
Oh, I would love to see you do more comedy. I mean, that's what we're writing right now. I'm doing a comedy pilot right now, and I mean, dude, I just love comedy.
Anytime.
I'm telling you.
That's you. Anytime.
Dude,
I mean
it. Outrageous with you in like 5 seconds.
Yes.
No joke. You totally could do even bigger than John C. Reilly. You know what you'd be perfect in? You'd be perfect in a Farrelly Brothers movie. That's who you need to hook up with, those Farrelly Brothers.
I know. So just make a call, would you? Just give him a call.
After I call
you
Michael
Bay. You guys are the big
Bay
shots down there. Just make a call on my behalf. It's fine.
After I call about Transformers, I'll call about that. Hey, I would say one other thing. I wanted to give you props for this so all our listeners know. Dude, these USO tours you're doing and everything where you guys are giving back to the fans and stuff, I just want to tell you, I know that takes a lot of time out of your schedule and stuff, but it's really great that you guys appreciate your fans.
Well,
and everything.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you cannot – you're forever changed when you run into the men and women from America and Canada and some in Europe too. When you meet these guys and girls, and they look at you and they go, "Yeah, I was downrange, and season two basically got me through the entire thing." And you just go, "What? Your show, Sons of Anarchy? We'd think about it out on the range. We'd think about it in our Humvees. And you guys are just set. Thank you." And I go, "Stop. Thank you for everything you're doing, and helping keeping us safe and all this. I mean, I'm so anti-war, but I'm so pro-troop. It's unbelievable." So, hey, I've done two massive USO tours now. I've been lucky to be invited to a couple of them. I've done some charity events in Washington. I'm a bit of a, not a spokesperson, but sure, why not? I'm a bit of a spokesperson for the USO, and I'm proud to be. And it's an honor to be involved with these men and women that are doing what they're doing.
Isn't it just mind-blowing that these people that, have 16-hour work days sitting on the front line, sitting on the fences, watching our asses, and then they still find time to watch Sons of Anarchy, love it. I mean, isn't that special that, let's say, these guys probably only have time for one or two shows, and it's your show?
Well, do you know what, brother? That is exactly the truth. They literally will get, pirated copies of, I think it's three shows, and we're always the number one show watched in Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan. There are more pirated copies of our stuff than any other show, and that's a fact. So,
and I got to imagine guys like you and Kurt and even Landgraf and all those guys, you guys don't even care that it's pirated. For those guys, do whatever you got to do to win.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
bring
we
it.
Don't, yeah, right.
Bring it.
Yeah, that's great. I would love to talk to Kurt sometime. He's off the wall. I listened to his interviews on Howard Stern. He is just – dude, I love how real the guy is. He's real.
I just – There's been a couple times, though, honestly, boys, where I will finish a reading and I'll take him behind the set and I've grabbed his face and I go, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You know, like, what is going on between your ears? What do you mean? 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 You know, he's just a really odd duck that just happens to be brilliant at this world that he's created in this biker world. It's crazy.
I just think he does something that not since David Chase anyone's done as well, where he separates the business and personal so well. He loves all you guys. But if there comes a moment where he has to do it, it's all about the character to him. There's nothing like, oh, I'm friends with Ryan Hurst, I got to keep him, or whatever. It's like, if it's time to go, it's time to go. Even Ron Perlman. I mean, Ron Perlman, that he goes on that show, made you realize Kurt don't care.
I mean this, and this is like no disrespect to Charlie, who's just like an amazing actor. Since Ron was pulled from the president's seat, it's been a completely different show.
Yeah, it
really has. That gravitas that he brought as an older, been there, done that sort of president, and to see the transformation of what Charlie's brought to the head of the table, it's a completely different show. And so you're right. Pearl's gone now, and it hasn't even really sunk in because we really lost him near the end last year, and it's going to be so weird not to have him around anymore. And yet he wasn't around much in season six anyway. He was in prison the whole friggin' time. Pissed me off, but that's the way it goes.
No, me too. I kept my friend Bruce Fretz, who's over at TV Guide. He's the article editor, and he writes some great stuff. Bruce, I was telling every week, I'm like, okay, where's Mark Boone? Where's Perlman?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are these guys? I mean, I love my Kim Coates hourlies because it seems like we're in every scene this year. But I'm like, where are these guys? And then, you know, Mark comes back, Bobby comes back, which is cool. But then what happens to Perlman, just when you think you're getting him back, you're like, oh, man. That was a total.
Did you think he was going to go like that when we broke him out of jail? Did you think he was going to die?
Like, if I took away my bias for how much I love Ron Perlman and how much I wanted to see him every week on the show, like,
then
if I
maybe.
Was unbiased, I'd be like, all right, he's totally getting it. But a lot of me was cheering for him to be like, all right, sneak him off to Ireland. He'll do an episode here and there.
Exactly.
We'll still get our Philip Perlman, and no, but oh man, I mean, I feel that same way about when anyone gets it. I mean, I will say this: when Maggie got it this year, that shocked me. I gotta say, all the other deaths on the show you could see coming. That one was a shocker. That was a shocker.
Not only was it a shocker, I totally agree, but how it happened.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
you know,
dude,
like Gemma's stoned out of her gourd. She's doing dishes. She doesn't expect Maggie. She walks in. What? They fight. The iron. Oh. The fork. What? And then 10 minutes later, Charlie's holding her in his arms, bawling. You know, I saw the finale in Vegas with my best buddy, Theo Rossi.
Yeah.
He flew us in for 20. Did you know that we had done that? I don't know if you... I mean, you tweet and stuff too, right, Matt? Well, we had done that, and there was 250 fans at the D Hotel, you know, big screen. It was a fan appreciation thing. And I'm telling you, there wasn't a dry eye in the house when it was over. And no one could talk. Everyone just wanted to go, where's the booze? Where's the booze? Where's the booze?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you kill someone with a fork on cable TV? Like,
I thought, getting back to your point of David Chase and The Sopranos, if you remember what The Sopranos, it's the only show in my life that I've watched every single episode was The Sopranos. Every single one. The only one. I don't have time to watch TV. I don't watch my show. That's the truth.
I feel you, brother.
But what I feel The Sopranos and our show can do and has done, it's the mood. It's the music. It's the mood. That whole ending of how Kurt directed it and ended it, even though it was 81 minutes long, that's a movie, boys. That's a movie.
Yep.
And it was gorgeously done, and it was so sad. It was heart ripping. The scene with me and the boys out on the sidewalk hugging Charlie, not going to see him for 10 years, and then, you know, he's going to give him, turn himself in. Wait, Theo shoots the car. What the fuck is happening? And none of us had seen it, you know. We knew, but you don't ever feel it until you see it. And once we saw it like that, I'm telling you what, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
By the way, it kind of sucks that Rockman Dunbar's off the show too.
Yeah, he's a bit of a TV star. He wanted off. He had to go.
He's on The Mentalist now, right?
Yeah. He's a big shot now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Ma watches. That's a Ma show more than me. No, but I love that the only show you've seen like start to finish is The Sopranos, because that's
100%.
That's my favorite show ever. It's the best show. Does anyone have any questions for Kim before we let him go? Mikey, Steffi, do you want to ask him a question? Come on, it's your favorite show. Come on, you can ask. My sister wants to say something. Don't be shy. You're being shy. He's saying don't be shy. Come on, you're giving me dead air here. You're fucking up my show right now. All right, well, in my show, you're getting whacked, okay? You're done.
I love it.
Two forks to the head, my sister. Two forks. Len's going to binge watch, even though we ruined it for him. So Len hasn't seen it yet. You're going to have to binge it.
Well, the thing about Sons, and you know this, Matthew, the thing about Sons of Anarchy is you get three reactions. Number one is, I've never seen it, but I hear it's amazing. Uh-huh. Number two is, don't say anything. I'm only on season three. Don't open. And the other thing is, they're just psychotic fans in the best sense of the word. They can't get enough. It's like candy. It's Shakespeare. It's graphic. It's funny. It's violent. It's sexy. It's a world on motorcycles that no one's ever touched before, certainly not on television. And we're all pretty blessed to be on that show.
Oh, brother, I have one other question for you. All the great music, since you brought up the music, all the great covers you guys do on there.
Bob Thiel, he's amazing.
Dude, which is your favorite cover from all the songs?
You know, I don't have a favorite. I really don't, brother.
Addiction, Sympathy for the Devil's awesome.
And
the cover of Gimme Shelter, I love.
Yeah, love that. Love
at
that.
Was that the end of season two where you guys are
I
riding
I think it was
off?
Two, yeah, two, yeah.
They just kidnapped Jax's kid. Yeah, because it was leading into three with the Irish.
With the Irish, and exactly right.
Give
yeah.
Shelter, what a scene. That is one of the best scenes in television history. Oh, I love how much Kurt loves the Rolling Stones. And Katie does a lot of covers on the show, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, we're lucky to have little Katie as a singer. I mean, that's her first love, right? I mean,
oh, dude, her
she sang with Dylan and all the books. Huh?
Sweet. Her verse, The Son of a Preacher Man, sweet.
Yeah, no, she's great. Love Kate.
And what's the other one that she did that I really loved? To Sir With Love. Oh, dude, she kills that. That was
Pick
on
up those CDs. Pick them up. Go ahead.
Yes,
buy them.
There are three CDs for her. I think all three volumes are out now.
Brother,
it's the best show on TV. You got one more season. Let's hook up down the line.
Anytime, anywhere, I mean this. I'd love to sit down and break some bread with Michael, you and me. I think that's awesome that you love him so much. He's such a great guy and writer and director, and I'd love to work with you someday. I really would, man.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck
Kim.
With your film.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I'll send you a screener.
I'd love it.
Thank you, brother. And we'll
see
talk
you guys.
Soon, okay?
You got it.
All right. You're the
Take
best.
Take care.
She goes, bye. Oh, dude, I love the music from this show. It's like my favorite. This show, I don't know, if you never watched Sons and you're just listening today, if we haven't sold you on watching it, I don't know what I got to do. But I don't know what I got to do to sell you on it. But I think I did it enough that I could do. Do you think I sold it enough, Mikey?
Well, I mean, it's a great show.
The music's amazing on the show. I mean, the show's just great. It's a great show. How great's Kim Coates, by the way?
Oh, he was awesome.
He's right. I would love to break bread with him and Whitehorn. That'd be a good time.
Have you noticed?
And Kevin Costner.
We seem to get along with everybody from Canada.
Yes, he's from Canada.
They're just generally a nice people, though.
Well, except on Justified, last night, which I won't ruin with Dave Foley.
Just shut up. Stop. All right. I have Sons of Anarchy in this.
They play the Canadian mob.
No.
The Detroit mob, Canadian mob, and Kentucky mob come to head.
Well, the Canadian, there is
and there's
an
no
Italian population.
No. There's
an Italian population.
No, there's no Italian. Here's the great thing about Justified. There's no Italians in the show. They're all just like different, like scummy mafias, like hillbilly trash mafias in Canada.
So they're basically gangs.
They're
well,
small time.
Come on,
they're small time.
It's Detroit. What do you want? You know, it's Kentucky.
I'm eager to watch Sons of Anarchy and Justice.
Oh yeah, you got Sympathy for the Devil. Let's see what else is on.
You know, I just don't watch a lot of TV. I don't have a lot of time.
Come on, how do you not watch
when
a
you're
show?
Sitting on the toilet, Mike?
Yeah, right.
Trust me. I catch up on a good 20 minutes of advice.
This is Katie Segal, by the way. This is Katie Segal. She's good. She used to sing backup for Dylan.
I watch her every morning.
She used to sing backup for Bob Dylan.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't know? I watch her every morning.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, Married with Children, of course. You know, Mikey and I, we were talking about this. She may look hotter now than she looked as Peg Bundy.
Oh, absolutely.
She's like 56.
Absolutely.
I don't want to out her with her age, but she's in her 50s.
I saw pictures of her now. I'm like, right? Wow, looking good.
But here's the thing. Think about the fact that she looks better now than she did on Married with Children. And she was like 32.
Can I
on
tell
Married
you another
Children.
Thing I secretly love about Sons? Katie Segal and Drea De Mateo in all these scenes together. Adriana and Peggy Bundy. Hot. And they're
well, they got the stretchy pants down, so pretty well.
Drea De Mateo still looks
really
good. Oh, dude, how hot was she in Sopranos?
She's great.
But how hot was she on Sopranos?
I love Hoop Dreams.
Yeah. I mean, she was...
I love Leopard Spandex.
She was dumb as a box of rocks on that show, but she was hot.
You know what, though? So a lot of the times, I at least, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of times the people who play, like, stupid people in movies...
She's probably really smart.
...are usually really smart.
You have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be, because it's hard to direct somebody to be dumb when they actually just are dumb. And we'll find that out in about a month, because there's plenty of dumb people in my movie. So here's the cover for Higher Ground. Dude, I love this show. I can't wait. It's not even going to come on again until fall. And so much will happen in my life between now and then.
Do you think it's on Comcast Video On Demand?
Maybe. I judge my life based on what happens between the season finale of Sons of Anarchy and the season premiere of Sons of Anarchy. That's my year. I don't go January 1st to January 1st. I go, all right, when did the season end? When did the next season begin? And next year's the last year. So my life's pretty much over at that point. I'll be down to two shows, Justified and Good Wife. What is going to happen when these three shows end in my life? I'm going to have to find new shows.
There'll be new shows.
God, I hope so.
Well, what about the one on HBO we were talking about earlier?
True Crime, yeah. Well, it's only supposed to be one season, 10 episodes.
Oh, so it's like a miniseries.
Suppose, I don't know, how do you get McConaughey to come back for 6 seasons of anything? He's so hot.
Yeah.
He chose to do this, though, so maybe he's down
with it. Well, you know what? What was the movie that Freakin' made?
Killer Joe.
What a great movie that
LD.
Was.
LD. Very good. Man. Did you guys end up seeing Disconnect?
No.
Len, did you see Disconnect yet? Oh, here's the cover of Gimme Shelter. All right. So the end of season 2, they steal Jax's kid. Yeah. I knew you needed to get plugged in for this. I'm surprised. You haven't heard this in my car yet?
No.
I got this. So they steal Jax's kid. I don't want to ruin it, because if you're going to binge watch this, this is the scene that's going to hook you on the show for the rest of the fucking series. But they all got to get on their bikes and head to... The Irish are getting on this boat to, like, head off and sneak away. And they play Gimme Shelter. Oh, so good. And there's a big shootout. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I'm a hick, and I'm going to stab you to death. Here I come. It's somehow a more depressing version of the actual song. I don't know. I don't like, because the song "Give Me Shelter" is such grave matter as it is, but the Rolling Stones kind of do it a little upbeat, as much as you can for rape and murder and war. This is even more depressing. I just fucking love this show, and Justified's the other one you gotta get hooked on. And Good Wife, I don't know, Len. If we're the only two men watching Good Wife, then there's a lot of men missing out.
Absolutely. I agree.
First of all, the cast on The Good Wife is amazing. Amazing, okay? You start with Juliana Margulies.
They have a lot of guest appearances and repeating.
That's what I'm talking about.
Repeating.
How much have you gotten through? Where are you at?
I'm 5 episodes into season 3.
Any Mikey J. Fox yet?
Oh, yeah. He's been in a couple, yeah.
All right. Not Nathan Lane yet, though, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's coming. Alan Cummings at full-time now?
Yep.
How great is he as Eli Gold?
I love that. I love that character.
The best character on the show.
Well,
I think.
No, it's that political lobbyist. He's
great. He's maybe the best political character on TV because he's that good at it.
I think it's season 1 or maybe season 2. I think it's season 2 when they're talking to the son's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's like, "You touch me, I'll scream." And then police officer, "Hey, how you doing, Eli?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? How's
how
the
you
family?
Doing? How's
the
family?"
But
well,
he nails that role.
The girlfriend that wanted to use him and take advantage
of
him.
But the show is phenomenal.
Eli Gold's the best character. Alan Cumming, you know, Alan Cumming's gay. He is one of the few gay guys on TV that I would never know. He's that good of an actor. He's a chameleon in everything. Everything he does. How great was he in Romy and Michelle's high school reunion? Where he plays the rich guy that invented the one tennis shoe or whatever.
Oh, yeah, he lands in the chopper.
Oh, of Alan. Oh, Mikey wants to see what Alan Cumming looks like.
I think in the show he looks the best he's ever looked.
Well, yeah, he has
the head of hair.
He's such a good actor. He has a different look. See, that's how he looks there. He doesn't look anything like him.
Yeah,
he's good
great.
Way.
No, but when you look at
great
him on the
actor.
Show, I mean.
Great actor.
He nails that role perfectly.
And he was married to a woman back in the day, and now, of course, he's married to a man. But he's got an interesting life, Alan. I would love to interview him. He's really good friends with Jennifer Jason Leigh, and he's a real actor's actor. He's someone I'd really like to interview. He's from Britain. But he's great on The Good Wife. The Good Wife's got the best cast going. It's just the best cast going. I get Christine Baranski, Josh Charles. Who Archie Punjabi? What role does she? Kalinda.
Oh, Kalinda. She's cute.
How great is she though on that show?
She's got that role down.
She's.
I almost want that job.
I know she's got a good job.
Investigator knows everyone.
She's got a good job. Oh, actually, Alan's been nominated for a couple Emmys for the show. Okay, well that's good. He deserves it. He should get nominated. He should win. Dude, that whole cast for that whole show should win Emmys. I don't know how they're not. And Chris Noth,
Mr. Big.
Oh my. You know what? Sex and the City is a fine show. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's whatever. It's
this,
a show.
This role is...
He's
yeah.
so good on The Good Wife that I don't know him as Mr. Big. I know him as Peter from The Good Wife.
Peter Flork.
I know him as Peter Flork, governor of Illinois.
He's still a state's attorney right now. You're a fucking jago. But they're
state's attorney of Illinois.
They're under veil. Of Cook County.
What, so he is out of jail. He is out of jail.
Yeah, he's state's attorney. He won. He's, you know, right,
you know,
they're considering running for governor, you prick.
Probably 80.
He's considering it. I don't know if he wins, Len.
Half the reason you probably even watch the show is because they're in Cook County.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing that I am disgruntled
cool,
with. Here's the thing I am disgruntled with. So far, I don't know if it changes. Nothing is...
Now, they did film some scenes in Oak Park in the ones when they had the old house. Remember?
Okay. They might, but like,
they
I mean, don't get me wrong. They do
Mikey
the Illinois license plates, but they do the Illinois license plates. They tried. It's a mock-up of the Chicago
it's
Police
like
badge.
It's like when they did ER. It's like when they
yeah,
did ER.
Right. No,
they,
but ER even was on scene here filming a lot more. They
a
did
little
a lot
more.
Exterior
a little
here.
More.
Well, they did.
New here's what happened. I know the
because they did a lot by the L.
I know the details on this.
And I hate when I could tell a one-way sign. Because we don't have those kinds of one-way signs in the show.
When they
the full arrow.
Oh, right. When they started getting the big guest stars every week,
yeah.
they had to cut back on other areas. Uh-huh. So they just started shooting in New York and doubled it as Chicago. Now, I'll give them this, and Mikey and I talked about this. I'd rather have you double New York for Chicago than Toronto, Detroit, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'll take New York, okay? That's almost a compliment. It's when shows go to Toronto. Or what's another one? Atlanta. Oh, they keep doing Atlanta as Chicago.
Why?
Yeah, oh, look, it's January and everyone's wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand how they do that. I mean, have you been to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What part of it looks like Chicago?
Not Hilton Head.
Go to, like, downtown Atlanta,
no,
you could
they call
pass
a particular
it,
section.
Right, and you could pass it as, like, the Northwest. Which you could pass as Bucktown, pretty much.
Right.
And that's about it.
Well, I mean, because I guess here's what I'm saying. How much money do they spend on this scour of the country to find someone that looks like something else?
I'll tell you a funny story. American Reunion or American Pie. I forget which one of them.
That was supposed to be filmed in, like,
whichever one
they
go to Michigan.
Or whatever. Yeah, that's the second one.
Okay, whichever one they go to Michigan. They filmed the exteriors of Chicago, but did not step foot on Illinois property, I guess, once. They didn't want to pay the taxes. So they filmed the whole thing in Michigan and just filmed, like, for the helicopters in Space City. Because that's how expensive it is to film here.
Why?
It's not as expensive for us for our movie. We got our permits. No, we got our permits. They're not expensive.
You actually...
Yeah. Yeah, we actually got permits. Mikey's shocked right now. He's like, I thought we were filming on the run the whole time. We were thinking of doing it, but, you know, it's like 20 bucks for a permit. Now, the taxes, I don't know. I'm not Giuliano.
$20 for a permit?
Yeah, it's not expensive.
Are we filming Gary, Indiana?
Well, per location.
Still.
And if you shoot in public, you don't need a permit at all. So, like, when we film at the Lincoln Park Zoo, I don't got to pay a dime for that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you're in public. That's why we switched from Brookfield to Lincoln Park.
Ah, good move.
Mm-hmm. Brookfield's private. Lincoln Park's public.
You can walk around.
Yep. But I don't know about when Bonnie Hunt to Lincoln Park Zoo for Return to Me. That's a big crew and everything. I'm sure they had for that.
Oh, I think where a lot of the problem comes in with the big productions is if they have to shut something down.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. When they're in Transformers and they got to shut down, you know, one of the main streets down in the Loop or even in River North, how many businesses in that district are going, okay, we're going to lose $20,000 in the next 2 days. We want a check.
Yep. I agree. Wow, this was a good show today.
He's great.
Oh, Kim Coates is awesome. I would totally work with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would totally work with him. I would do everything with that guy. He's great. And Whitehorn swears, man. Loves him. And that's enough for me. He's been everything.
You know, I have seen a couple episodes with him, and I was a small tidbit, and it just kind of shocked me because I'm so used to how short everybody is in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He's
a taller guy, but it shows on the show.
Does it?
Because no one's really that
big. Well, Perlman's pretty tall, too.
Perlman's a big boy. Kim Cutts is a big boy.
Hellboy.
But Juice, Theo Rossi, and Dayton Callie.
Who's the main character?
Jax, Charlie Hunnam.
The blinder guy?
Yeah, he's that tall.
They have listed at 6'1".
I don't know about that.
I know. Maybe that's with the boots on.
I'm not too sure. No, I don't. You're renting The Getaway? Well, I interviewed everyone from The Getaway on this show, so enjoy that film. It was a film. And she's going to Walgreens. No, I do not need anything. Thank you.
But thank you for asking.
Wait, The Getaway from 1972?
No, The Getaway with Ethan Hawke and Selena Gomez.
What?
It's a movie. No, I wasn't fortunate enough to interview Mr. Hawke.
You interviewed Selena Gomez?
No.
So who did you interview for the show?
The director.
I've seen interview everyone.
Everyone important.
Why are those your only two?
They'll have careers.
Am I the only one that hasn't interviewed Ethan Hawke?
Why don't you try for James Franco? He looks
kind of... Did you ever see The Fox? Have you ever seen The Following with Kevin Bacon?
The Following?
My mom was watching it. It's like a cult show.
Is that
show,
a good show?
She likes it.
I saw a preview for it at the gym. Like, it was like a 5-minute preview at the gym. It was like a recap of last season. And I'm like, oh, shit, the show looks good. But I can't tell if it was just edited real well or not.
Mm.
But I do like Bacon. Not right now. Later. Maybe. When I go to the gym. Thank you. I'm going to pass messages.
This is good.
I think I'm going to go to the gym. I'm kind of sick, but not. I have a stuffy nose, but I'm not coughing or anything.
I'm going as soon as we're
done. So what's wrong with me? Why? I just have a stuffy nose.
Yeah,
and I'm lousy.
It's from the
head cold.
It's from the cold.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
I'm
you'll
not
be fine.
Sick,
no,
right.
You have a fever?
No. No, I'm just drowsy when I wake up in the morning.
You know, I was stuffed up and had a cough like 3 months last year.
Oh, I remember
your
when...
Your sister made the observation your head's very shiny.
I remember when I had a cough for 4 months 1 year, and Lenny and Chuck thought it was a joke. It's true. Yeah, I said to them, yeah, because they kept making fun of me for it, and I go, you're not going to be laughing when it's fucking lung cancer.
Well, you know
and
what
they
I did?
Said, yes, we were.
you know what I actually did? I stopped smoking a pack of cigarettes at work.
Yeah, I've not been smoking. When I Caesar knows, when I get sick, I don't smoke.
No, I've actually cut back quite a bit.
I will not. Telling you, Mikey, I know we were bitching on the car ride to Kenosha. Oh, let's talk about Kenosha.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, we were bitching on the car ride there and back about how we can't really smoke because it's now a $1,500 fine. It made it good for us.
Well, you know what? A pack of...
Go to New Orleans, by the way. We should kind of look into if this smoking ban's in other states. You do know that's a four-hour car ride where we can't have cigarettes.
What smoking
ban? The throwing cigarettes out the window ban.
Wait. Hold on.
Len, you've never done it since January 1st.
Hold on. Where do you get 4 hour drive?
Because we're leaving through, we got to leave from here through, it takes 4.5 hours to get Carbondale, and that's like 20 minutes. So, yeah, 5 hours to ride.
What do you mean to Carbondale?
To go to Louisiana. Yeah, you got to go through Illinois, Mikey.
Right, okay.
What do you mean? Listen.
You can't throw a cigarette butt out until you're out of Illinois.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Mikey. That's what I'm saying. What's he going to do while we're following the law? Well, I did come up with this great invention. By the way, we never showed up.
So, anyway.
No. I told that Len, did I tell you about this invention I came up with? Basically, it's like the diaper genie, except for cigarettes.
Yeah,
it would be like a cigarette genie, and then when you're done, it squirts out a little, like, foo-foo. So then it smells good, too. Think of my idea, though. My idea about the instead of a diaper genie, a cigarette genie that you put in your cup holder, you put the cigarette, you push down on it, the cigarette disappears, and a little spray comes out that smells your car, like a pine tree, whatever. You can get all kinds of sprays. That would be my invention. That's a good idea. You want to do Shark Tank? You'll be legal counsel of Shark Tank? You know, you're a lot of legal counsel for a guy who's not a lawyer. So, Kenosha. Mikey and I went to Kenosha last Friday.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Those pants.
Oh, my God. Oh. Gina Gershon.
What are you? Yes.
And I posted on Facebook. Or
you know,
Charles posted
yeah,
it for
Charles,
me.
Charles.
I'm on my Facebook.
You know what? I'll tell you what, though. That picture just not.
Doesn't even do it justice.
Or how about when that song came on, and they're all like, oh, we're all going to go just shake our ass up front for no reason.
But it was a good, they choreographed it.
It was great.
Those girls do all the I think those girls are there like every week.
That
because
was,
they have to know the DJ does the karaoke. Gotta go there once every couple
yeah.
of weeks.
Well, that was...
We're going back.
That was the most non-slutty, sexy thing I've ever seen.
I know. We're going back.
Yeah.
It was great. What? Pants are you looking for, Len?
Have you heard of Jay Hilburn?
Jay Hilburn. No.
I think he's...
There's that. What about that custom pant company that's over in Indiana?
I know. He's looking for custom pants. Hey, Len, I know a great place to go. It's called the gym. Drop it, and you don't have to get custom pants.
No, there...
Are you looking for your stretchy, sweaty pants?
No, custom just...
It fits.
Are you looking for stretchy sweatpants, though? Sweat slacks?
Do you own a suit, good sir?
I have a suit. Do I
wear
a suit? Do I wear it?
It's
no,
your dad.
No, it's not. It's mine.
Your sister just
How
pimped you out.
How would anything of my dad's fit me? He's like 400 pounds.
Your dad's as big as I am?
He's got a big belly.
No.
He's got a big
I've
belly.
I've seen him a lot of times. He's nowhere near our size.
He's got a big belly.
Sorry, pal. You
Same
don't own your own suit.
He moved. I do, too, own my own suit. No, it's not a lie. Don't distract the people from you ordering sweatpants on the internet.
Len, do me a favor. Go to Google and look up the most comfortable slacks in the world or most comfortable pants.
Sansabelt.
Sansabelt. There you go.
Sansabelt.
Sansabelt.
What are you, in 70-year-old Jewish man in Boca Raton?
Actually, that's 7-year-old Polish, Italian, Jewish.
That's every.
That's every over 70.
Are you going to start wearing them up to your line?
I already do. I don't wear pants unless it's above the belly button.
Well, that's why you look thinner.
No, you wear the high, you know. Yeah, you see.
I can't do that.
I noticed that with Len. He does sometimes wear them.
I got to wear my pants high. Because I mean, no. I mean, it makes me look thinner. Because if I just want to hang.
So when you go get your suit, but you guys, you too, Mike. When you guys go get your suits lined up, do you tell them
to buy a suit off the shelf?
Okay, so
it's
you
not custom fit for your shoulders, your waist.
Okay,
it's a different,
but what I'm asking you
buying
is,
off the shelf.
Do you tell them, no, I wear it above my belly button. You have to do
no,
it from
they measure my rise. I have a very high rise. Okay. So normal pants.
Is that kind of like when people have big boned?
No. It's just that's actually just like how you're shaped. It's not even the fat thing. But apparently, most of the times if I try to buy regular pants off the shelf, they're more like hip huggers. It's kind of an odd thing.
Hmm.
You know, they don't actually make it all the way up.
Even if you, Matt, were to go get a suit, it wouldn't fit nearly as good as a custom suit.
No,
it doesn't. I've tried them on. No, he's crying.
Great.
Why is he coughing?
Because he doesn't want to hear about your men getting custom.
Where is he?
We're talking about custom fit.
If you could get a custom bra, don't act like you wouldn't.
You can get custom bras.
That's what I'm talking about. Right,
so
you're better.
You don't. You go get those push-up things from Victoria's Secrets. For those mosquito bites. Please. Woo! 38C! Wendy Orlando Jr. over here. Good for you. 38C. Hey, you ready for New Orleans, Len? With Wendy?
I'm ready for New Orleans.
I know you are. Mardi Gras.
Wait. I don't know what you're talking about. We're not going to New Orleans.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We're not. Fuck. We were trying to keep that a secret. I was getting excited. I let it out.
Yeah.
Cat's out of the bag.
So, I booked my hotel room for the Arnold Classic today.
You're going to the Arnold
Classic.
It's in
Cincinnati or Cleveland?
It's in Columbus. It's in Columbus.
Columbus, okay.
Which apparently is the least shithole of those three.
Yes, it is.
It's actually supposed to be a pretty nice town.
Columbus is nice.
The convention center is $3 from their Little Italy.
Columbus is nice. Just don't go 20 minutes south and don't go a couple hours north. And you're good.
Yeah, no.
No, Columbus is a nice town. It really is. You're going beginning of March, so no, that's not open. That's not open. But... Oh, you're going to be hanging out.
I'm going to be there. I'm leaving. I'm taking off work that Friday. And I'm going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Now Lenny's telling. Now Lenny's going through his sob stories about booking people for the movie. Everyone lives in, small towns.
What is he doing?
He booked someone. Well, we had to put someone on a Greyhound. No. What are you going to do in the movie? You're an actor all of a sudden? Calm down.
Do you see where this kid lives?
Harlingen.
Are you? Did you have to pay for the bus ticket or something? What is he?
Yeah, we paid for a bus ticket to Austin.
Yep.
No, it's just everyone in the movie lives in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, except Eric, who lives in Vegas. Oh, Zimmerman lives in Malibu. It's a little easier.
Yeah.
Though Ron wants to be flown out of Burbank.
Which is ironic, seeing that he lives in Malibu. It's probably good for you.
I got to tell you, Ron Zimmerman's the easiest going person I've ever had to deal with in my life. He's easier going than most of the people doing this movie that don't have Ron Zimmerman's resume.
I can see that.
Yeah. I'm like, Ron, I'll help you with the dogs here. He goes, no, Matt, you have enough to worry about.
Now, he seems like kind of
I do have enough. Thank you, Ron.
He's kind of self-sufficient. He's one of those guys. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that makes people wait out.
No, he's worried about me and my time.
Yeah.
And yeah, he goes, whatever's the cheapest. And
yeah, right, that's what I'm talking about. He's the kind of guy, he could have billions of dollars.
Yes, Len, you are in the movie. Stop telling people you're not in the movie.
And
he's a lawyer. Fuck you.
He's not even a lawyer.
Wow. So you're not an actor or a lawyer, is what we just heard in the last 5 seconds. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
You're getting when called you out left.
So here we go.
Critical of our employee.
I'm just saying, he told me I couldn't because I wasn't an actor.
Yeah. Well, Len's an actor. Len acts
actor?
Like he's a lawyer. Len acts like he's a lawyer, and Mikey acts like a professional 9-to-5. They're actors.
Yeah.
Mikey actually does work.
Len acts, well, yeah. So.
Oh, wait, you're supposed to be a lawyer. You're just not a lawyer.
It's called law school.
He'll have a lot. He'll have a law degree soon.
Yeah. I love whenever we go out, people keep asking Lenny when he's going to graduate from law school. Like he's been riding it a little too long.
It hasn't been too bad.
Have you noticed that, though? Whenever we go out and we bump into a stranger that Len hasn't seen in a while, they're like, oh, you're still in law school? Oh,
yeah,
when do you graduate that?
How long is law school supposed to be if you go full-time?
3 years.
And you went part-time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing it in 3 years.
Yeah.
Normal part-time is 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how good he is. 3.5. What movie we seen this weekend? What we seen?
What just came out? Didn't something just come out?
We were talking about something. Well, we still haven't seen Grudge Match.
I want to see that.
We still haven't seen. Invited. Yeah, we're invited.
I gotta catch up on Wolf of Wall Street.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I gotta be honest. American Hustle and Wolf of Wall Street are not like lasting with me like everyone else. I like them. They're
no,
really
no.
Good.
I mean, I was gonna go see it last night, but I get off work till like 7:30, and then I was gonna see an 8 o'clock movie. And then what? I'm in Schaumburg. I'm not gonna get home till like.
This
you know.
Word masterpiece gets tossed around a
yeah.
little too
yeah.
much. By the way, my new favorite thing ever is people are taking all these selfies at the gym, and there's always old men in the background.
Have you noticed this with your own selfie?
No. I'm not on Facebook, Len.
No, but why don't you tell them about how you were Snapchatting?
I was not Snapchatting nonstop last night. I was Snapchatting a little bit.
Me and Anthony were doing work.
Yeah.
I'm
go ahead.
Glad,
yeah, talk.
I'm kind of glad I wasn't getting these.
Me and Anthony were doing actual work. While every time I look up, Matt's like this. About 30 different faces.
I told you, I'm practicing for the film.
Wall-Me.
Yeah, they're making Ted 2. Yeah, that's good. Anything else going on? No, we just
hopefully
need to go
there's
to
more.
Gym
there should be more Flash Gordon tattoo.
Flash Gordon. So we'll wrap up. Kim Coates was great.
He was great.
Sons of Anarchy. If you haven't caught up on it, you can catch up on it. I think when he says on Amazon Prime, it's on, right?
Yes.
It's on Amazon Prime. I don't think it's on Netflix. Is it? Is it on Netflix?
Wait, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
you're going to pull up the Netflix one.
Okay. Yeah, even being on Facebook during the show, I kind of want to kill myself.
Because you see people posting, like, fuck off.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not missing Facebook at all.
No.
Okay.
At all.
I'm not going to lie. I miss knowing what's going on, but in reality, I just don't.
When did you quit Facebook?
Yeah, he
has. I didn't really quit Facebook.
Good air quotes, because he hasn't.
Here's what I do. People post on my wall, I reply.
Okay, you tell me why you
I'll
would
post
miss
a check-in.
Okay.
But I don't. Here's my version of
you haven't
Facebook.
Been as much.
I'm not actively going through people's
you
posts.
Don't, so you, what you're saying is
I'm not scrolling my news.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, tell me how you would miss any of this. This is my Facebook, okay, as soon as I log on. Why would I miss any of this? So confused. Why do I always feel like people are upset with me when I've done nothing wrong?
Woman. That's got to be a woman.
No, it's a guy. Gay guy.
Oh, well.
Sons of Anarchy is on Netflix and is available for streaming at your nearest convenience.
Okay, there you go. Here's another one. Freeballing it. What do I care? What do I care?
No, it became stressful.
Gym selfie. Two broads drinking. Old broad making pasta sauce.
Was that Julia Gray?
No, it's the Atlantic.
Oh.
Same snooze.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ride. How's that a status? What the fuck is that? Enjoy the ride. Why am I missing this? I don't miss this.
It's
I don't
stressful.
Miss any of this.
And then also I don't want to see another fucking engagement.
Brittany is probably cleaning her hands from Cheetos backstage. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Why is something going on tonight right now? Grammys or
maybe in Vegas or oh, People's Choice, I think.
Oh, is that now?
Who cares? Yeah, exactly. Mikey, do you see why I don't miss my Facebook? You guys have family and friends you care about, and they're on your Facebook, and you're like,
you know how
boy,
many,
I wonder
how
so-and-so's doing.
Yeah, you know how many of those people I are on my news feed versus, you know, like Big A, and they, oh, come to the nightclub tonight. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Here's another. I just piddled. Why do I want to see that you just piddled with a video accompanying it that I'm not going to click on? Let's see. Here's another one. I had a great day, period. Great. Wait, like, seriously, this is my Facebook feed. Would you miss this? Stephen King is the best.
Who is Cara Delevingne, and why is she trending on Google right now?
I don't know.
And who's Margot Robbie?
Oh, and then you got all these assholes. Oh, no, it just dropped below 60 degrees. The polar vortex is real. You know, all the assholes in California, they're like, it's hot here, but we're going to pretend like we're freezing because it's 59. And then you got all the assholes in Chicago who are like, ooh, it's so cold here.
That was like your sister when she was posting about the weather when she got back to Florida.
I'm going to see if I can... Oh, God, she's so annoying.
She can burn in hell.
I got to see if I can find John Notek's thing he made the other day. This is why I wanted to play for you. Okay. Let's see if this will play. This is fun. This is my buddy John Notek, for those not affiliated. He's a friend of mine, Montini. We grew up together. He runs Chicago Pizza Tours. You could take a pizza tour of Chicago with the three pizza stops.
Me and him would get along.
Well, you're about to really get along with him. I think this is classic and a good way to end the show.
Turn that on.
Okay, guys. So I'm a little concerned. I've been going through Facebook, and I've seen your posts. And I want to thank you guys for putting them up, because it turns out that in the winter in Chicago, it gets cold and it snows. It blew me away. This is mind-boggling to me. I was not aware of this fact. I had board shorts set up for this morning. I was going to go out and do some scuba diving. I figured January in Chicago, it's got to be beautiful, right? No! The lake frozen over. I didn't even know that was possible. All this time, I thought that ice in my drinks was some magical sorcery that happened. Totally not aware that cold air can freeze water. It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know what we're going to do. How are we going to get through it? Especially since we live in this third world country where we live in such a small city. Where are we going to find food, water, shelter? And based on some of your posts, some of you are going to die. I feel like I need to say my goodbyes right now. I don't know how we're going to handle it. I'm totally freaked out, but I do want to thank everybody for warning me about what winter is like in Chicago, because I can't imagine how else I would have known. Who could have foreseen this coming? Especially you folks that have been putting up your screenshots of how cold it is outside. Thank God. I don't know how else in today's day and age I would have figured out that it was cold outside. So, listen, everybody be safe. I got to go outside right now. I don't know how I'm going to handle it, but everybody take care. We're going to get through this, all right?
Oh, God. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I don't know what to do.
That's about right. That's why I don't miss Facebook.
Does he have a website?
No, I don't know if he does. But that's why I don't Facebook, Mikey, because according to John Notek, he signed on Facebook and all everyone was talking about is how fucking cold it is. Like it's a shocker.
Or you know what you get now? You either get the people who tell you how cold it is, or the people who complain about people who are about to tell you how cold it is.
Yeah, I hate people. I hate people. I hate Facebook. I'm done with Facebook for at least this month. I may carry it over. I don't miss it.
You know, a friend of mine's dad just retired.
Yeah.
And he was like a second father figure for me. I'm real close with him. And he told me, he goes, you know what the best part about fucking being retired is? He goes, what? He goes, no more fucking bullshit. No more bullshit from my boss. No more bullshit from customers. No more bullshit from people I don't give a fuck about. No more bullshit. The only bullshit is my own bullshit now.
It's good. It's good.
And he's got a point. You know what? When you get older, you start to realize a lot of people got all bullshit.
Yeah, it's good. That's good.
Facebook, a lot of bullshit.
Facebook's all bullshit. All right, Caesar sent me something. Should we? Oh, yeah. This is true.
Well, what about these nitwits that get on a plane with nothing to read? You know who these people are?
Who?
These are the people that want to talk to you. They got nothing else to do. Why not disturb you?
I will never understand people.
They're the worst.
That's true. I hear Seinfeld and Larry David are working on something together. We'll see. See if that's any good.
I think Larry David might be funnier than the Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. What is? Larry David funnier than Seinfeld? Yeah. Curb's. Listen, Seinfeld's a great show. Curb's better.
Yeah.
Curb's more my cup of tea.
I got to catch up on Curb.
You're not caught up on Curb? You've had like 2 years to catch up on Curb.
Curb's fantastic.
I'm pretty sure Curb's never coming back. Is it never coming back?
It's one of the few shows I actually watch.
I don't think it's coming back, though, right?
I don't know.
It's been 2 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. I think the boat's kind of sailing
it's
another
gone.
Curb season. They did, but I haven't heard anything about it unless Larry's shooting it in, like, secret. What am I going to... I am going to go to the gym tonight. Fuck being...
What time is
it? Nasally. Whatever. It's 9 o'clock. I think we're... How much you want to bet that's Giuliano? Showing up 2 hours... We go to dinner last night. Let me tell you this. Production meeting for the movie last night. Len and I graciously drive all the way out to Butterfield Road. Okay? It's a 15-minute drive for me. Len, probably about 30 minutes for you. Okay, we go to Portillo's, right? Giuliano lives, and I'm not joking.
Portillo's?
5 blocks away.
Which Portillo's?
On Butterfield. By the gym.
Finley and
Butterfield.
Yeah.
We're just talking about you. So.
Oh, you shaved.
He lives probably like 5 blocks away from this Portillo's. Len and I, they're right at 7:45. Never on time for anything, Giuliano. Never. He told me he was going to be here tonight at 7, and now I got to leave in 10 minutes. You always do this.
I told you I got held
I told you I'm probably going to have to leave after the show.
And I told you, I gave you a...
Don't even take your jacket off. We're leaving.
I love it.
Don't. Why are you sitting down?
You're seriously the all-time worst appointment-wise ever.
You know, you've gone from looking like a child rapist to looking
to
like
a child?
No, to looking like a retarded Italian fucking Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Oh. Yeah, well. The rapist comment's offensive.
Yeah, don't say that.
But Shaggy's kind of cool.
I like Shaggy.
Italian Shaggy?
I told you, they got sugar in them. Yeah,
right. So, I think I should play a jam from Sons of Anarchy before we leave. Yeah, we'll just play play the theme.
Eat lots of greens. That's why I told you to do zucchini.
Zucchini doesn't taste bad.
Oh, yeah, Len calls me today. He goes, you know there's carbs in vegetables? I told him that. That's what I said. But Len wanted me to know there's carbs in vegetables.
If there's sugar, there's carbohydrates.
Like I explained you about booze, Len. Like I explained you with booze, Len.
And now you know.
But I didn't realize there was sugar.
Yeah, there's sugar. Lots of carrots.
I love how Len...
Corn's like bad as candy almost. It's less sugar.
Len drinks... Like, Len gets worried about his... Len worries about his figure like a gay man, though. Like, he's always like, there's sugar in it.
Really
there's well, no, we're not saying you do anything about it. But you talk a lot. You talk a lot about it. You're like, there's sugar in alcohol. There's sugar in vegetables. You just eat. You know what you do? He's busted my balls yesterday because we went to Portillo's. I had a big beef, right? Yeah. And then I'm going to go to the gym and work out.
You know.
Just eat. And then work out.
If you don't get it dipped and you don't get mozzarella on it.
Oh, no, I did.
Well,
I haven't had one since
If you don't, if you just get the meat, because the meat's usually cheap cut.
Oh, yeah, the meat's good.
It's lean.
Yeah, it's good. It's all protein. No, it's lean. The meat. No. Well, that, we're not saying that it doesn't taste better dipped. He's saying it's good for you.
I mean, and the worst part about it, if you just get some sweet peppers and you get it dry, it still tastes pretty good. The worst part about it is you still
the bread.
The white bread. Yeah.
The bread.
Yeah.
I hadn't had one since I came home.
Right,
I
so you have one.
I haven't been to Portillo's yet. So he's busting my chops. I'm like, I'm going to the gym. I went for 2 hours. I did back and arms. I'm like, I'm going to the gym. If you go to the gym, Len, and work off some of those scotches, they're not so bad for you. Oh, and Len got a new phone. Let's update everyone.
No, I'm really happy.
Yeah, well, of course. It's your phone.
Well, no, I mean, I was helping with him on New Year's Eve.
Android is so much better than fucking Apple.
Yeah.
Says the guy that's never had Apple, who lives and dies
by
his iPad. iPad.
He's sitting with
an
iPad and a MacBook Air.
Right, he's sitting with a MacBook Air and an iPad.
And he has an iPod Touch, which is essentially an iPhone without
phone
capability.
Right, you would have learned how to use an iPhone in 5 seconds.
But my point is that you pretty much have used an iPhone. You just minus the phone portion.
Yeah, right. And he's like, there's a learning curve on this. Wouldn't have been on the iPhone. But
No.
God bless.
You got to have one. I'm telling you, you should get a Galaxy. They're great.
Well, listen, I mean, I hadn't been getting your text or his text, so maybe either I should or shouldn't get one. And, so Len's finally off the BlackBerry, the last man ever on the BlackBerry.
He's jumped
off the Titanic.
I still have a very, very warm place in my heart for my
I do, too. I used to be a BlackBerry guy.
I love my CrackBerry.
But, Mikey, I got off at one of the exits way before the Titanic hit the iceberg. Okay? I, like, got off countries beforehand.
Yeah, I haven't...
Len rode that thing till the very end.
I got rid of my BlackBerry almost 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago.
Len let Leo put him on a raft, and Leo died in the water, and that's it. That was a sad ending to Len's BlackBerry movie.
Okay.
Because you admit it. If it was the movie Titanic, Len's not Leo. He's Kate Winslet.
Rough, draw me.
All right, well, we'll leave with this. I'll leave with the theme song from Sons of Anarchy. Please join us next week on the Matthew Earn Show. Thank you to Kim Coates, Sons of Anarchy. You can catch up on now or any of his million movies he's done. He was a great interview. Mikey Terzo, Len Cannata, Anthony Giuliano for the 5 seconds he came back for. He almost got to talk on today's show, just showed up at the last second.
Yeah, see you later.
All right, see you next week.
Right into this world, all alone. You gotta take your soul, you're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. Lose your